Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a big show here. Ross Tucker joins us later on. Kiss the baby in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll bring to you the full Nick Sirianni interview, including something really interesting he said this morning to Joe and John. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, remember, sometimes it's better to show up late than not show up at all.
I agree with that. Better late than never, they
say. Yeah.
Were you late to something?
No, okay. I was just thinking. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and you know, I have these thoughts running through my head.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, we had a chance to talk to Jordan Mailata last night. Shout out to Jordan. And we were talking about this team.
Mm.
And we were talking about how, you know, just how they're starting to play well at the right time. And I said something to the effect that, man, it feels like they're about 3 weeks late to this. And so I woke up this morning thinking about that conversation that I had.
Better late than never.
And I was like, man, you know what? Sometimes, you know how, because when people have parties or get-togethers and they say, hey, come through. And you're like, yeah, but you don't ever want to be the first person to get there.
Yeah.
Because that looks a little desperate.
A little awkward.
Look like you're a little try hard. So, you know, I was like, well, you know, come at your leisure, but you got there, you came.
Well, you have to arrive at some point.
Yeah.
And Hugh, it sounds to me like you think the Eagles have found themselves here. So let me ask you this. Hugh, two straight wins.
Yes.
And they have I haven't even asked the question yet. That's how excited this guy is.
I know where you're going.
Well, let's get into it. All right, two straight wins. And they've looked really good on the defensive side, right?
Yes.
This is two games in a row not allowing a touchdown. The offense hasn't had a turnover in two straight weeks.
Yes.
Albeit against the Browns and the Giants.
Tomato can.
Hugh Douglas, are you ready to say today on, well, hold on, let me get the date right, October 22nd, that the Eagles have turned the corner?
Yes. With trepidation.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I mean, yes. It's still yes. I understand. It's me understanding what pushback I'm going to potentially get today, once I make these
bold
statements.
You're feeling the pushback.
Oh, I can already feel it.
I didn't even respond yet.
It's the Browns.
I didn't even respond.
It's the Browns. It's the Giants. It's the Saints. That Saints win looked a lot better earlier in the season.
Sure did. They haven't won since.
Yeah. It looked a lot better. But I think there's something to being confident. I think there's something to, you know, what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for, Joe? Confidence builder. Yeah, confidence builder.
Well, the last 2 weeks certainly have been that. There's no question.
And this young squad, this young defense, these young Thundercats, if you will, they look like they figured it out. I gave Vic Fangio, I took him to task last week. I said some real mean and hurtful things.
You really were hard on Vic.
I'm not apologizing if that's what you're thinking. I'm not doing that because it's a small sampling size. But Vic, looks like you got these young cats playing. I sometimes you got to cuss folks out to let them know where you're coming from.
I'll say this. Hugh, you don't have to do it yet. They shut down the Bengals on Sunday. We might say you're apologizing.
I ain't apologizing, Vic.
We might call
for doing his job.
I might call for doing his job. Again, apologies. Right. Anyway, so you feel like they have turned the corner.
Yes.
All right, here's where I'm at. So the last two games have been very encouraging. The defensive side of the football, again, zero touchdowns allowed back-to-back games. It's the first time since 2017. We know what happened that season.
Mm.
They won the Super Bowl. So it doesn't happen very often around here where a defense, and really anywhere in the NFL, goes back-to-back weeks, no touchdowns allowed. Awesome. The offense has turned the football over. Awesome. Saquon Barkley looks like he's on his way to an all-pro first or second team in his first year as a Philadelphia Eagle. Awesome.
Pro Bowl, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. He's been great so far, and we love that Jalen Hurts protected the football. But, you know, what do you always say you are sometimes? The drunk uncle at the barbecue?
Drunk uncle at the barbecue.
You got to tell the truth sometimes. And
you're about to be the drunk uncle,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I guess I am, because I'm not ready yet. I'm not. Now, I might. If they win on Sunday, if this defense looks good on Sunday, if they go to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals on Sunday, then I'll be there with you. But I'm not ready today on a Tuesday after beating up the two of the five, six worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
To say they've turned the corner.
Totally understand.
Here's where I'm at. Okay, so the defense has had three great games. And the reality is this. The three teams they've beaten. And you're right. That Saints one looked good in the moment.
Looked great in the moment.
And then they haven't won since, and they look terrible. So the three games they've looked good on defense and look really good. A Saints team that really isn't very good. They just had two good weeks to start the season. A Browns team who is just a disgustingly bad operation in every way. And the Giants who don't have any idea what they're doing. So, okay, so they've beaten three teams and look good on defense three times. That's great. But really, the part that I'm not ready to sign off on yet, and I need more evidence, is the offense. So I know they've had some big moments. They made some big plays. But They were 1 of 13 on third down on Sunday. They punted 8 times against the Giants.
Yes, they did.
They made some big plays, so we kind of ignored it, and we focused on the defense. But they're 23rd in third downs on offense. They're 15th in yards per play. Even though they have these stars on offense, it's been a very...
Pedestrian.
Yes, that's a great word.
Pedestrian.
It's a pedestrian offense, and it's a defense that is beaten up on three bad teams. So I think they're going in the right direction, right? Mm-hmm. I think we all have to feel that after the last two games. They're giving us a season. There's hope. There's belief. But I'm not ready to say they've turned the corner. You know what I need to you? I need a game in Cincinnati on Sunday where they look good on both sides of the ball. And look, I'm not saying they have to win this game. This is a tough game to win. They're underdogs in this game. Joe Burrow's really good. They're on the road again. But if they go to Cincinnati and I feel good about the product, then I'll come on here next week and say, yeah, they have turned the corner. This is really moving in the right direction. And let's also look at this, because I think the next handful of weeks is really going to tell a tale. Here are the three quarterbacks they've beat up this year. Derek Carr, not very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson, terrible. I don't think he'll ever start in the NFL again.
He might be done.
I think he's done.
He's done.
And Daniel Jones, who might as well be done, and the Giants are done. Think about the next six games they have. Here are the quarterbacks they're going to face. Ready for this? Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, and Lamar Jackson. I mean, we're really going to find out.
Derrick Henry.
We're really going to find out over the next 6 weeks how good this defense has gotten. Because you look at some of the numbers, Hugh, there's top 10. I mean, a lot of numbers on defense so far this season. But how much of that is because they've got to beat up on some bad teams? Hugh, I want to get there with you. I want to get there with everyone today. Because I feel like people want to say they've turned the corner. But I got to see them doing it against a real
no,
offense.
And I get that. I get that, and I totally understand that, but there's a such thing called momentum and confidence builders. I think these last few games have been confidence builders. We were sitting here not too long ago wondering whether or not Nolan Smith was a wasted draft pick.
We were. I was.
And now he starts – they're looking comfortable. There's a lot of room to grow. There's no question about it. There's no question about that. But I like what I'm seeing. I like the fact that they're starting to come together. Everybody's playing assignment football. The one thing that they need to correct, though, the hard counts. They're going to get hard counted a lot. They need to correct that. Look at the football. Don't worry about the voice inflection of the quarterback or anything like that. Just look at the football. But I like the direction they're going. I like the way the corners are playing. They're playing a lot more aggressive.
They are.
They're giving the defensive linemen chances to get to the quarterback. And that's all that matters. You know, going into this game against T. Higgins and what's the other receiver?
Jamar Chase.
Give your defensive line a chance. Cincinnati has still trying to figure out who they are. They got a good quarterback in Joe Burrow, no question about it. But give your defense a chance, man. You can't be afraid of those two receivers. You got to play them a little press, and you got to get in their faces, and you have to allow this defense to get after the quarterback a little bit.
There's no question the arrow is pointing up for the Eagles. This past Sunday was a season-saving victory. They won the game. They looked good doing it. I just look at it like this. So they're six games into the season. They've won four. They had a chance to beat up on two terrible teams. Their defense has seemingly turned a corner, but that's a lot against some really bad competition. Now the competition's about to ratchet up. And I feel like I understand the defense more. When they play a bad team, they'll play well. When they play a good team, it might be a little more challenging. I kind of get that. The offense is where I still have my questions. Can they keep doing this as a run-first team, or are they going to have to throw the football to win? Because it's one thing to beat up the Giants and the Browns with a very pedestrian offense. They're going to have to score points and throw the football to beat Cincinnati and to beat Washington and to beat the Rams and to beat the Ravens in 6 weeks. Like that, the formula the last 2 weeks is one thing, but man, it's going to be more challenging to do it moving forward. 215-592-9494. And you know what? Maybe I'm asking a lot here. I need to see them score a point in the first quarter before I say they turn the corner. Kyle, where do you come down? Are you ready to say the Eagles have turned the corner?
I'm ready to say it. They turn the corner. Like, all right, the proverbial corner to me is this road that Eagles were going down since last season was heading towards rock bottom.
Yeah, brick wall, yeah.
Like, they were trending towards utter disaster, and they felt like they still had that same stink that they had on them all throughout last year. And even when they played bad teams, those tomato cans, they couldn't pull ahead of anybody. They couldn't put a whooping on any single team. The defense let average to bad quarterbacks carve them up. And they just played awful situational football at all times. Like that win that we got against the New York Giants, well, granted, it is the New York Giants. That was one of like the most convincing wins we've seen this Eagles team have in quite some time.
Felt like a get-right game.
Even past last season, I would say. It was one of the best wins they've had in a long time. And I can't sit here and say it was just the Giants when I was one of the people on here Friday saying, I don't have confidence the Eagles can beat the Giants. It wasn't even about the Giants. It was about how I've seen this Eagles team play for a long time now, stretching back into last season. It feels obvious to me that they're beginning to turn a corner. I know they haven't scored a point on offense in the first quarter. That's something that I think they can figure out and fix throughout the rest of the season. If you look at their offense through the other three quarters, they're one of the better offenses in football. They can move the ball. They're not inept when it comes to throwing the football, and they are a great running football team. And then if you look at the defense, when's the last time our defense had two back-to-back games where they didn't allow a touchdown?
2017.
This defense feels so much better, I think, than now. Granted, again, the bar was low for last year. The defense feels a lot better than it was last season. So I don't think they're turning the corner to perfection. They are definitely, in my opinion, turning the corner back to being a football team that we can get behind.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on this Tuesday morning. Are you ready to say this Eagles team has turned the corner? Yes or no? After back-to-back victories over the Browns and the Giants, and now we're on to Cincinnati. Your call's next on that. Plus, some interesting audio from BG this morning. We want to play that for you next. And you know what's back? Hughes Clues is back. We'll tell you how you can win.
Exciting time.
A great prize coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 90.